Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Well, good morning, everybody. Geez, an interesting morning ahead already, looks like. Sunny 101.5. It's the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. I have no idea where this came from, Steve and Tracy.
I have no idea either. We're just rocking and rolling here.
It's label
morning.
Show.
Roll open. With the punches.
We're doing it. It's the wrong show. It is probably a show open somewhere, but it's just not this one.
No. So we'll, you know what,
Marco? Let's just put it out there. Thank you for being here this morning.
Hey, not you a know, problem. It will be an adventure.
A little bit of time off. Well deserved. Yeah. But doesn't come without, you know, just a little bit of people being in different roles and learning different things. And man, you just never know what you're going to get on this show.
I will say this thing will get better. The train will not crash. Soon we'll have our act together. Looks like 42 for our high today, guys. Not bad, too. I don't know if you got out yesterday to enjoy yourselves or not, but it looks like today's going to be just as nice almost.
Absolutely. No, it wasn't bad at all. Last night we were out walking the dogs and we said, what a difference just a day makes, because man, the wind the day before, we went woof. So,
I grilled.
Nice to see some.
Did you really?
You grill?
Yeah. I was outside grilling smash burgers.
Yum.
Nice.
So I took it in. I had shorts on, but I had a winter coat on, if anyone was wondering. I think I had sandals on too. It was nice out. Yeah, it was nice out.
Excellent. All right, Ronette, Sleigh Ride, Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, Tracy, what you got for us today?
Do you guys remember your first grade teacher? I mean, I do. I have to tell you, she was one of my favorites. Just such a special lady. Mrs. Culp. I'll never forget her. But I don't know. I think a lot of people have a teacher that just really meant something special to them. And Anna Reyes felt similar about her first grade teacher. Anna is a successful attorney now. She's 46. But when she was 5, she immigrated to the United States from Spain, a couple of different places in Spain. She remembers not being able to speak any English in kindergarten and being really confused and feeling out of place all the time. But her first grade teacher, Pat Harkle Road, noticed and just started going above and beyond to help her learn English. She arranged with Reyes' mom to have her come in every single day before school for an hour to tutor her on how to speak English. Well, it was a game changer. Wow. And Reyes has never forgotten it. She said, you know, all these years, she's just looked back on that and realized how incredible it was. She couldn't remember her teacher's name, but she recently sought her out, actually going through the Department of Education to find Pat. And she reconnected with her recently and said, you know what, just being able to say thank you to someone who changed my life was just so meaningful. And she says she realized that Mrs. Harkle Road, who's now retired at 71, is just as wonderful as she remembered her. And that was just so reaffirming. So Pat herself, the teacher, says, I couldn't believe it. I was so glad that she thought enough of me to want to meet with me again. And just to think that I had a small part in her success. And incidentally, Reyes has gone on to help so many people herself. And in 2017, she was actually honored as the Woman Lawyer of the Year by the DC Women's Bar Association. So just impactful, you know, that you can be. And who would have known all of those years ago that this student would come back and say thank you. Just inspirational.
Tracy, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but is there a teacher that you can recall, and Steve, you as well?
You know, I think my favorite was probably my first grade teacher, but I think that's because there's such a hard transition from kindergarten to first grade. And so mine was Mrs. Costage, and my least favorite was my fourth grade teacher, but I think it's not her. I think fourth grade is a tough year. That's algebra and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like your whole world gets changed again.
Mm-hmm. Mine definitely was Mrs. Culp in first grade, my favorite. I remember her to, you know, to this day. And in fact, you know, just she was one of those teachers that I would visit or stay in contact with. And she even, when my mom passed away many years ago, even came to the funeral. And I mean, I was, you know, it was crazy. I was 36 years old by that point. And so just how impactful. What about you, Marco?
Ironically, having lived here most of my life, Ashley, he could be listening right now, but Mr. Bodorf, and the reason why I bring him up is because sixth grade teachers, you know, just as you're headed into middle school shortly after, but I remember he had a way of, if we were nodding off or not paying attention, this can't happen nowadays, but he would take a ping pong ball and throw it at you, or an eraser.
Yeah, oh, a man after my own heart. I used to do that in the studio. I love it.
So years later then, I'm running cross country. I finish a workout, and I'm on my way back in to get clothes on and head back out home. And there he is in the hallway of the high school that I was at. And he's looking at me, and he's like, and the one thing I'll never forget is he said to me, "I've been following you through the years while running." Of all, you know, this is basically 6 years later. And I had no idea of it, but yeah. So, I mean, I will never forget that even to this
Love
day. But
it.
I think he lives in the Plymouth area. So if he's listening, you know, I'll always remember that. So, yeah. They're,
absolutely.
No matter what year, they're incredibly inspirational to these kids
out there.
Right. Well,
so
he's
meaningful.
Listening because he's still following you.
Yeah, that's true, huh? He is. All right, it's 6:20.
Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
And here's Tracy.
Thanks, Marco. Well, according to ABC News, President Trump is thinking about giving Tiger King's Joe Exotic a presidential pardon. Well, the president is expected to announce more pardons over his last weeks in office, and an attorney for Exotic said, "We are waiting on the pen to hit the paper. We think we are very, very close." Well, People Magazine announced its 2020 People of the Year on Wednesday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Regina King, Selena Gomez, and George Clooney made the list. Fauci became America's doctor during the pandemic. King won an Oscar and was an activist focused on getting out the vote and shining the light on police brutality. Gomez released a number one album, and her makeup company is set a goal to donate $100 million over 10 years to help people have access to mental health care. I did not know that about her. And Clooney continued his philanthropy and fought for civil rights. Each person will have their own cover story in the People of the Year issue. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has teamed up with an ice cream company, you guys, for a new holiday ice cream that is spiked with his own brand of tequila. It's okay, so they're playing on the name Santa, and it's called Dwanta's Terramana Spiked Eggnog.
Dwayne, that's the best
thing. And it's
up
almost
with.
Hard to say Dwanta. Exactly. It's a dollar from every pint sold is going to benefit World Central Kitchen. It's going to provide worldwide food relief. But there are other flavors from the superstar as well, including, and I like this one, a chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream with chocolate caramel fudge called I Saw Mommy Kissing Dwanta Claus. There you go.
Come on.
I know.
Dwanta.
Well, last weekend's boxing match has sparked a lot of talk about another big matchup. Mike Tyson's old foe, Evander Holyfield, now wants a trilogy match with him. Oh. Holyfield is already talking smack in a press release. He's just trying to egg Tyson on. Holyfield says he's ready to go. He's telling Tyson, hey, sign that contract, let's go. Holyfield hasn't had a sanctioned boxing match in 10 years. Gosh, I remember those two fighting when I was a kid.
Yeah. They're two huge names.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to fight either of them.
No.
Exactly. No, Tyson looks great, too, now.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Well, you better binge on those 7 seasons of The Office while you can. The iconic comedy is leaving Netflix on December 31st. But the show's headed to Peacock, NBC's new streaming service, on January 1st. So kick off the new year with The Office there. Now, NBC has promised that new material is coming when they start streaming The Office. The chairman says they're going to be reintroducing The Office in a more complete way, incorporating elements that were not part of the original broadcast. So, I don't know. Let us translate that for you. Unreleased content from The Office is coming to Peacock.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see. Well, today is National Disability Day. Oh, people with disabilities face so many challenges. Today's about appreciating them. It's also Let's Hug Day. Unfortunately, we can't do that right now. And let's see whose birthday it is. Now, Marco, welcome to the birthday game.
I get to guess this. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. So this is how it works. She's going to say a name that neither of us are going to have a clue about. We'll come up with some plan and we'll both get it wrong.
Well, see, I could have cheated, too, because I have access to some of the info that you have, but I didn't look this morning, nor will I while I'm here.
Okay, good.
So,
good.
It's a free-for-all.
All right. Jenna Dewan Tatum.
This is worse because now I know who she is, and it doesn't help.
I have no idea who she is, so I'll let you guess, Steve.
So that's, it's, I'll help you. It's, what's, is it Channing Tatum's wife?
Ex-wife.
At one time, wife.
Yeah, but good. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, so.
I know who it is, at least. Maybe I'm just not up to her marital status currently, but now I do know, thank you. She is 37.
I'll go with 40.
Go, Marco.
Whoa. 40.
Man.
I don't even know why I play this.
It's okay. You'll do better than me probably in the next one.
No, we do the same ones and we get them wrong again. That's how the game goes.
Oh, my gosh. Brendan Fraser.
I know. You should know who that is, Marco.
Oh, yeah.
Encino Man.
Yeah. I'll guess 46.
Yeah, I'd say right in that area. I'm going to go 48.
52.
Okay.
Oh, he's...
That's
over 50.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. And Julianne Moore. We'll round it out with Julianne's birthday.
That is too.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, she is. I'm going to say 62.
58.
She is 60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great job, you guys.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
See, Marco, we always let you get the first one right, and then it's all downhill. It's all downhill after that.
I love it.
Love it, too. More on the way coming tomorrow, you guys.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, guys, this ought to be interesting this morning. I'm looking forward to this part of the show, Ashley.
Well, find some winter hack again.
Okay.
And, you know, it's got to do with cold weather and things going on. And hold on, now my phone doesn't want to load up everything. But as it gets colder out, you try to figure out ways to save money. And the obvious thing is, you know, don't heat your house up. You know, drop it a couple degrees and throw on some sweatpants and a sweatshirt and things like that. But you also think about the ways of food storage, right? As the weather gets, you know, driving isn't the most ideal and some of that. So you're trying to stock up food and things like that. What you can do is if you have like a mini fridge or something you're not using, you can throw it outside when it's super cold out and you don't even have to plug it in. So you put your food right in there and you're saving a little money, saving a little energy money. And you got a little extra storage, all thanks to Mother Nature. Now, there is something good about winter. I know a lot of people I'm a fall guy. I love fall.
Me too.
Not big into summer, not big into winter either. I can even do spring too. But use that old college beer fridge for something else. Throw it outside.
Sounds good. Tracy, what do you got today?
You know, I think this time of year can be stressful.
Yeah.
Trying to get everything done. And then in the middle of a pandemic, you have all of that stress. So I found a couple of life hacks, actually three, that are really key to trying to help people kind of, you know, just deal with the anxiety, a little stress life hack. So when things get stressful, we tend to, you know, drink coffee, up our caffeine intake to stay sharp. But caffeine actually increases the heart rate, so it can just compound the problems of stress and anxiety. So, you know, kind of lay off, limit yourself to one cup of coffee. Also, use lavender essential oil. And I love everything that you can do with essential oils. This is so known for its calming abilities. So, you know, you can use it on your pillow. You can use it in a diffuser, you know, put a little drop on a pulse point, you name it. And the other thing, and I have a really hard time with this one, go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
They say when you are rested, you are much less likely to be anxious, and that sleep deprivation actually amplifies anxiety that you might be experiencing. So just, you know, keep those things in mind and put them into practice as we continue to navigate the pandemic and the holiday season.
Sure. Speaking of the pandemic, this one is, we hear so much about washing your hands, how vital it is, how important it is right now as well to fight the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But drying your hands with a paper towel is actually able to reduce bacteria by 45 to 60% on your hands, which is interesting.
That is a good one. Instead of using, like, you know, the old dish towel that's sitting there.
Right.
Or if you're in a public location in their bathroom, and a lot of them have hand dryers, you really want to avoid that because
you
it actually increases it by up to 255% because it blows bacteria already living in the warm, moist environment around more.
Oh, that's a good one.
So avoid, as you hit those public bathrooms, if that's the only option you have, I guess wipe on your pants. I don't know. Yeah, seriously.
Avoid the air dryer.
Yeah, avoid the air dryer.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I got for today as well, guys.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Cool. 743.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
And at 7:53, it is time for Go Figure, and here is Steve.
All right. You know, I just got a text from a buddy, and they want to know why Jack sounds a little younger this morning. That's a true story. I had to tell him. No, it's not Jack, but he's on a well-deserved vacation. And we're going to do this no differently as we head down to Florida, where a man was arrested after authorities say he attacked his girlfriend. Philip Joseph Smolinski, who's 36, was arrested Wednesday with charges of domestic battery and resisting arrest and all that other things that come with a domestic. Without violence. Everything was without violence, he said, resisting arrest without violence, because he decided to have a fruit fight. He was hitting his girlfriend with a banana.
Jeez. Oh,
with a banana. Grab some fruit. Now, he was being held without bond Thursday. It's unknown whether or not he is an attorney. That's got to be an interesting gig. Hey, I got your first case. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm young. I'm ready to do this. Yeah, it's about a guy who used a banana as somewhat of a weapon of sorts. Deputies responded to the home. His live-in girlfriend told them that he just threw a banana at her. Now, he denied the accusation or anything like that and said, she threw the banana at me. So now they're arguing back and forth. Deputy noticed that the girlfriend's face was a slightly reddish tinge, like maybe a banana hitting her. That's all they said. So they, of course, put two and two together and took him in. He was, when he tried to arrest him, Philip Joseph resisted and actually had to be pepper sprayed. But that's it. Other than that, there was no real confrontation. He went in willingly. He's expected to make his first court appearance tomorrow afternoon, which that's going to be interesting as well.
Can you just imagine?
It's weird enough, yeah, being in there and this guy's got so you used what, sir? A banana? Now, what's worse is it's not known if it's in person. I bet you they're doing a lot of these things through Zoom with everything going on.
Right.
So that's even, that just adds a whole nother layer of awkwardness.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in a room, and now this guy has to put two and two together. He can't even look at you other than the video conference or things like that. But I don't know. I'd like to be a fly on the wall of that
Oh, I would love to have been in the booking part of it, too, where he's in jail. What are you in for?
All the tough guys? Well, yeah. You know, I did this. I did that. Well, that's tough. What about you? I threw a banana at my girlfriend. You did what? A banana. Was it green or... Yeah, that's the big... Was it green? Because those green ones can get hard.
Yeah.
If they're not super ripe. Yeah. So... I don't know. I don't advise it. But it's coming from Florida, so you know it's true.
Yeah. All right. It is 7:56.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.